Hey, this is Zep, and on behalf of the guys, Stru, Boomer, and Lukey, we want to thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast of The Ticket Outdoors, brought to you by Mills Fleet Farm. And remember, when nothing's going right, just go fishing.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
It's time for Ticket Outdoors on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Bill Murray and Groundhog Day, that the world keeps on spinning.
Yeah.
But every year, now we've been doing this about a year and a half or so right now, and every year we got the same things coming up, which is cool. We're very blessed. We're here at the Minnesota Deer Classic, yep. and this is really a cool deal.
I should also mention at the Sports Center up in Blaine, right here in the main yep. entrance, Schwann's Building. Come on in. We're seated next to concessions within a beer bottle toss of the booze table.
Oh, there's some good ones over there too.
Yeah, so they've got the adult beverages out here today, guys, and just really a little bit of everything. I mean, everything from boilers out here to safari packages to some great outfitters from Kansas, Illinois. Who else I see here? Some of our own locals. There's one over there, the Black Hills, Ivan's Outfitters. Yep. Outdoor News has got a spread out here.
Minnesota Deer Hunters Association.
Stay away from the medium venison beef sticks or the venison sticks down there because they're going fast, and I'm gonna buy whatever is left.
Well, I was telling you, I was gonna go buy a package right now, but I knew if I did that, they wouldn't last. Wouldn't last through the show. So I'm gonna be selfish and buy some when I walk out the door.
You missed breakfast this morning, Brian.
Well, I got up and it was like, I'm not. I'm gonna have oatmeal at home. I'll be there at 9:00.
Jesus!
I was already in my truck rolling, and I went, I'm just gonna go over to Keys and. I had a guess.
You know, we're all getting a little prima donna for our listeners out there. We usually try to go out to dinner beforehand every show, but we know Zep's busy with the other station doing drive home and lazy. And this
hungover.
Morning we were going to try to get together.
Yeah.
And boy, it's like corralling cats. So the first text message I sent you guys was like, let's meet at the Old Piper Inn at 9 a.m., right?
That's, I was on board.
No response. And then this morning, Zep, okay, I'll be there around 9 a.m. Then we get Stru, I want to have my oatmeal,
they don't
so
have
I can't
oatmeal
make it till 9:30.
The last time I went to the Old Piper Inn, they didn't have oatmeal, so I had my oatmeal at home and in the car on the way here. So that's if they don't have oatmeal, Stru Man's not having breakfast.
Yeah. You got a shot of Fireball out of the deal.
I'm 63 years old, pal. You got to watch what you...
Right.
You know, but for you, breakfast, Stru, it's just kind of like a nuisance, right? I mean, you just try to eat really fast and then go on the life's
eating
adventures.
Is an inconvenience. It takes time out of the day. Mm. That's why I always, honest to God...
I bet Mark Lukey would argue with
you. I eat breakfast literally every day in the car.
Eating.
Right, exactly.
No. If I could, seriously, if I could put a chip in my body that fed me the stuff that I'm supposed to have to stay healthy, I wouldn't eat. It just takes too much time. I like to do other stuff. I got to keep on going. I got to ride one of these machines that our sponsor here, our big shot here, is riding along.
Yeah, I see Zach Barrett there on the, I don't know, it's just the quiet.
It's an electronic bicycle.
Those are all the rage for guys who don't like to walk anymore.
It's a great way to burn calories.
Right, exactly.
You know, what a venue, though. We're at the Minnesota Deer Classic National Sports Center. Doors kicked open at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's going to close at 4 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting till 1.
Yep.
And this is a good time to have the Minnesota Deer Classic because if you're interested in doing some type of property management and, you know, making sure you got food plots for those big deer, this is the time you need to be here talking about that because, guys, it's 40, 50 degrees out. Next week it's going to be 50 degrees. The ground's thawing. I was really hoping that Papa Zep from Great Plains Hunting was going to be here. Because dead hens don't lay eggs, brother.
That's right, exactly. He's probably out killing predators this very morning.
Hey, we touched a little bit about property management last show we had as well. Yeah. And I'm going to seriously consider learning as much as I possibly can, because we talked to my wife and I.
Good, I need help on my property.
No, yes, you do. Yes, you do. My wife and I have an investment property that was a pain in the ass. It's on 10 acres in Lionel Lakes. And I'm going to keep it for another 10 years. And if it takes what I was reading this morning from the property management person we're going to have on, I think Kyle his name is, if you can literally get things going in 2 or 3 years, it might be worth my doing that and being able to hunt and all that for the next 7 years before we develop
now,
that property.
Now, piece of advice.
What?
Make sure that the zone that your investment property in allows hunting.
It does.
Before you put food
in. It does. As a matter of fact, my son Mike will do the early season goose hunt.
Otherwise, buy yourself
Metro's
camera.
The Metro goose hunt. My son Mike does that every year on the property.
So. Well, you mentioned Kyle Thompson, and he's a great guest to have in, specifically for what you're talking about, which is probably most hunters, small areas of land, 20, 40-acre hunting pieces of property. Kyle Thompson, when we wrap up here at 1 o'clock over in the Schwann's Gold Room, is going to be giving a seminar on small property management for whitetails. And you can bring your aerials over. He's going to look at your aerials for you. So he's just the kind of guy to talk to most hunters about, how do I get my little 20 acres into that buck's pattern of behavior, is feeding, watering, breeding. Yeah, you want to get him in your pattern so he comes walking right through your land in the morning.
You know, that's a great point, Zep. I had a chance to, like, shoot the crap with Kyle for a couple minutes yesterday, and this guy is dialed in, and he's got 160 acres, and I don't want to ruin what he's going to talk about, but he talks about, if you want the big bucks, you have to make sure you have the does. And within his 160 acres, he's got 7 different groups of does.
Right.
And so that's a great subject for deer hunters to learn, because some of us just think, well, it's about just planting as many food plots as possible. No, it's about creating a habitat so you have the does, because we know, guys, where the women are, the men are.
Absolutely.
It doesn't change if you're a deer or if you're us.
What you want to have is the hottest ladies' night in town.
Yes.
Right there on your property.
Yes.
And plus, I think it's amazing.
If you want big bucks like Brian Zep on your property, you better have the hottest ladies in town.
If you're a little bit more of a radical hunter and you're one of those guys that keeps log books and you have your trail cams and you're patterning deer, I think it's pretty amazing, because Dad does this too. And we're constantly on the computer back home looking at the cams and patterning the buck that are coming through, and especially those 2-3 year old buck that you've been watching. Now they get a name at 3 years of age. Now we want to get them into 4 years of age, because then by the time they're 4, they're going to have about 85-90% of their full rack growth.
Yes.
Now it's open season. Now you can put them on the hit list.
Yep.
And if they can get to 5, if you can get them through that bow season out there and get them to my rifle season, we're pretty excited about a 4- and 5-year-old back home this year.
Now you're talking about after about 3 years, if you see the same deer 3 years in a row and you start patterning that deer, you name it. The old man named that deer yet?
We've got Two-Face and I forget the other one, something 10. He mentioned 10, and that's the 10-pointer.
Something 10.
Yo, they get a name, and then they're on the hit list. Then it's everybody for themselves out there. So, you want to create something you want to put your 20 acres in their pattern.
Yep.
A buck's going to be a roamer till he becomes a dominant buck. Then he's going to close up that area a little bit. But you just want to get him in your pattern. And that takes more than, you're right, just going out and planting some beans or throwing in an acorn tree and wait until it matures.
And I tell you, if you are a Minnesota landowner, or let's say you're coming in from Wisconsin or Iowa, you're from the Dakotas, this is the time to learn about this stuff, because we talked about this last week on the show. Last year's Minnesota deer harvest was like 139-ish thousand deer, lowest in 25 years. So instead of just bleeping about it, get off your rear end and learn about doing something to fix it. And this is the show where you can meet the people to learn to get the herd where we need it to.
Seminar is this afternoon with Kyle Thompson. We mentioned at 1 o'clock. Larry, I go hike, I think, tracking dogs for wounded deer, which...
Wisconsin.
Yeah, they got to get the dogs out to find their deer. maybe if you'd hit them clean. No. And then Tom Messnard.
A-hole you are.
Tom Messnard is going to talk about scent control for the last seminar of the day at 2 o'clock.
I thought that was just showering.
Just shower, right? Exactly.
Hey,
they have some interesting scent control products out here. You know, we all talk about the clothing, but, you know, for everybody that, you know, doesn't necessarily want to go out and buy a $400 jacket and a, you know, $300 pair of pants, scent control, if you don't want to, they've got detergents out here that you can take samples of. I grabbed a couple of samples, and we'll put them through the scent control test.
One more thing, but before we get on to the next topic, I want to finish the topic about naming the deer, and I never thought about this.
Yeah.
I've got a 157 buck, okay, for that was... And I got it when I was about 17, 18 years old, maybe 20 years old, up in Ely, Minnesota.
True. That's a beautiful,
deer. It's a beautiful deer. I had it measured. It's all done properly.
Anything with a 1.5.
Yeah, and that was it was huge. And it was affectionately named, not by me, Baloney Bull.
Yeah.
And we had seen that deer. I'd only seen it one time prior, but my dad and his brothers-in-law, who hunted with me for years, had seen that deer four or five times over 3 years up in Ely, Minnesota, and I fortunately happened to be in the right place at the right time. And it was named Baloney Bull, and I said to my old man, well, where does that name come from? Back when they were doing all the butchering and stuff with cattle at the South St. Paul Stockyards, the biggest ones they called Baloney Bulls.
Oh.
And that's where they got it. Well, that thing
the
is
Baloney Bulls.
A Baloney Bull, because it was the biggest of all the animals down there, and that's why they got the name Baloney Bull. It's kind of cool.
How'd he taste?
Hell, I don't know.
You want a chip in your arm.
No, but
you don't have to.
But I do remember we had liver and onions on Tuesday, and that was
nice.
Was fun, yeah.
Speaking of detergent and scent control stuff, another reason for folks to get their rear ends out here at the National Sports Center for the Minnesota Deer Classic is they're giving away a tons of prizes.
Yeah.
I know Zach yesterday was giving away some of the new Trinity Scent Control Blast from Scent Blocker. There was some nice T-shirts from those folks. So there's a lot of cool prizes just for your ticket to get in the door.
Yeah.
You got a good chance of coming home with a free shirt or some stuff that can help you deer hunting.
And what's even closer than deer hunting, the first seminar of the day started. Well, actually, it just started, but Dick Alford... Yep, there you go. Your turkey's up close and personal. So there's some of that out here, too, and I saw some. Well, we're sitting right here. It looks like this Ivans right here hunt fish and have fun out in the Black Hills offers some turkey hunts.
Hey, let's mention that when you come out to the Blaine Sports Center in Blaine for the Minnesota Deer Classic today, open at 4 o'clock, like Boomer said, there's two different areas that we can go. Number one, where we are, where all the vendors are set up. We're on the east side of the Blaine Sports Center, no, west side, and all the vendors are here.
West
take
side.
As much time as you need to check out all the vendors. Then you walk about 70 feet, open, go through a different door to the east side. Two doors? What? To what? What are you pointing to?
Peace.
For? Victory? Yeah, peace.
Peace.
Anyway,
peace,
you have to go over
How
there.
How long have we been doing this, Drew? What does the two mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, 2 minutes. Peace. I was thinking Cheech and Chong or something.
Now
anyway,
so on the, now it's
Sergeant,
Sergeant Greenleaf.
If you guys would let me talk for a second.
30 seconds.
On the other side, you've got the DNR,
seconds.
You've got the Wall of Shame, you've got the guys measuring the racks, right?
Nice.
The official measurers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go see the wood carvings over there. You just have to go see the wood carvings. It'll absolutely blow you away if you come out here for anything. Even if you don't hunt or fish, you got to come out and
don't
see the wood
carvings. Don't bring your checkbook, though. Wow, you might end up buying
those. You got to see them.
Here's some
They're amazing.
I'm ready.
Zach's bringing over goodies. I love goodies. I got some Scent Blocker Trinity Blast Premium Scent Eliminator. I love the name of this one, Nose Jammer.
Yeah.
Long wind, jam them.
Yeah.
We're talking about deer hunting, of course. We're at the Minnesota Deer Classic. The wild card's got a lot to say. We're going to let him catch his breath.
No,
he's coming back, and he's going to do the next segment by himself.
Right.
Zach Barrett with Minnesota Deer Classic. When we come back, we're live. Ticket Outdoors, Minnesota Deer Classic.
One and done. 1 hour of basketball talk every Saturday morning at 10 with Marcus Fuller of the Pioneer Press and Hardwood Rob.
I want to discuss the acquisition of former Michigan State star Adrian Payne.
Sort of like a Rasheed Wallace, you know, type of athlete, block shots.
I love that you brought up Rasheed Wallace. That's like the kind of player that's really going to take this core unit and sort of round it out, fill it out.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 10. One and done. Basketball talk on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Your carbon monoxide alarm may soon begin chirping every 30 seconds. This required safety feature tells you the alarm has reached the end of its life. How old is your CO alarm? If you installed it more than 5 years ago, it's time to beat the beep. Replace outdated units with a new Kidde worry-free CO alarm. The sealed-in lithium battery offers hassle-free protection for 10 years, the longest life on the market. Protect your family. Buy a Kidde worry-free CO alarm today and beat the beep.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. Maybe subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Rock and roll. Here we are at the Minnesota Deer Classic at the National Sports Center in Blaine, nscsports.org. But it runs until 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is your last chance to get up there. We're sitting here with Zach Barrett. He's one of the cats throwing this deal out here. We're going to be talking with one of the Minnesota official measures before 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Talking about safaris.
Can't wait.
I know. I was down there watching.
Are you really going?
Yep. I'll be doing my first South African safari with Boswell Jacobs.
I love
brother. Are you paying for it?
I'm maybe paying a lot of money.
Hey, I love this theme music, but let's go ahead and kill it. It's all I can hear.
They're cheaper than your commission for selling and buying my houses.
Well, I got to make a living, pal. You guys don't pay me squat on this radio show, so I've got to make a living.
Strew's mystery guest.
Hey, can we just keep
about that?
Yeah, you will be excited, and he'll be excited. He's a great, great guy.
Oh, he said he. No. He said, I'll be excited. No,
I wonder what you mean you said he. I thought it was going to be like CJ from American Idol.
No. Yeah. Quit dreaming.
Dude, I showered and shaved again.
Quit dreaming.
He's kidding me?
Hey, let's talk about the reason we're here. We got our buddy here.
Zach Barrett.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good, Zach. Well, you tell us how it's going, man. How'd the shed go yesterday? Now, that was yesterday from about 10 to 4.
They did two separate sessions.
Shed competition out here. It was a beautiful day. How'd it go?
40-some dogs competed yesterday.
Nice.
Wow. So they had a lot of people going on. They started a little early, quarter after 10, and they ran. All afternoon till probably 6 o'clock last night.
No, you talked about 40-some dogs. Is that a number that you were happy with, they were happy with? Was it more than last year?
They were full. They couldn't accept any other dogs.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like last year. Last year they filled out, too. And Oak Ridge Kennels, Tom Dawkins' outfit, has a nice booth out here. They're well represented, and they put on that shed competition. Yeah, a busy day for me yesterday, but that's really what I wanted to get out here yesterday and see that shed competition. I love seeing the dogs on a beautiful day, beautiful weather. Everybody's outside. The dogs are excited. They know they're in a competition. They know that they're out running around, so that would have been a lot of fun. We're here till 4. I mean, the doors are open till 4 o'clock today. We're broadcasting till 1. Some great seminars. Alford's talking about turkeys over in the Gold Room right now.
Right now.
We talked about Kyle Thompson at 1 o'clock. I think he's going to be a guest of ours. I'm not sure.
Right. I think Kyle's going to try to sneak over here around, is it noon?
Small property management for whitetails, and this is the majority of landowners that have those 20, 40-acre plots
up north or anywhere down in the south zone. They've got these smaller hunting plots that they use just for that, and it's patterning your deer. If you don't have 160 acres or you don't have a section of land, you got to get into the pattern of buck. You don't, you can't control the land around you, so how can you manage your small piece of property to put that right down on the sidewalk where the buck comes through and then getting the doe moving through there and habitating there?
Yep, and I tell you, that's exactly this Kyle guy. You know, I don't want to steal his thunder, but he used to work with the USDA. So one of the things pumped about having him on the show was yesterday he was telling me, you know, Boomer, not only have I do this full time, this isn't a hobby for me, I used to do this for years with USDA, but because of I've done this with USDA, I know how to help get the hunter and the huntress money to manage their property, because there's a ton of grants and there's a ton of money out there from the state and on a federal level that if you're looking at investing some dollars.
Now you're talking
your
about language, Bill.
Everything's true. You would take the money.
My son Mike is going to take my land, my wife's land, and my land, and he will. He's going to make it into
money. Mike is, for those of you who don't know, Stru's son Mike is a diehard outdoorsman. I've had
the
blessed opportunity to go fishing with him, and I tell you what, I hope he's doing well.
He's great.
And I think he's going to be really excited about that property he's hunting this
guys, fall. And we've all been on the DNR website to just buy a license, and there's so much information. I mean, if you don't know, have someone point you in the right direction to find some of these grants and programs. It's not like the government puts it on a billboard. They stick it in a big book or in a website with 50,000 options on there. Somebody went through that for you. It's kind of like doing your taxes.
You
know how this all works, and he'll point you in the right direction because, it helps. I mean, you can get money. In some cases, I know with Game Fish and Parks in South Dakota, they'll actually come out and do an assessment of your land if you request, and then give you recommendations on food plots and how how to arrange your habitat.
South Dakota's got some of that stuff figured out, don't they, Zach?
Yeah, they really do. But you know, we don't have the population. You know, heck, one county here is outpopulates the entire state of South Dakota, so it can spread out a little bit more.
Hey, we're at the Minnesota Deer Classic, and Zach is the man in charge here. Zach, how many vendors have you got? Number one, number two, how many were here last year? And number three, how many new ones you got?
Wow, three questions.
Yes, he's a smart guy.
Wow, thanks, Drew.
You didn't have any.
Thanks a lot.
Right, number one, how many have we got?
We got 70-some vendors out here today.
Approximately how many have been here right before in the last couple of years?
Probably about half of them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, okay. So we keep getting them coming back. Good. They want to come back. They get a good crowd. They get a good turnout. So they just keep coming back and trying to show the new stuff that they're doing, you know, the safari people or Kyle Thompson. Bernie Behringer's out here. He's a new guy. He's talking about bear hunting mainly this weekend.
You know, Zach, one of the things I got to give you kudos for is for our listeners who don't know it, this is Zach's first year here at the National Sports Center Outdoors, but not Zach's first time playing in the hunting arena in the industry. Zach, for a big company, was responsible for their sales and marketing in the deer hunting world. And, Zach, one of the things I really appreciate that you did this year with the Minnesota Deer Classic here at the National Sports Center in Blaine is the fact that there seems to be a theme around property management and taking care of the deer herd. From Kyle Thompson to having the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association here to having the Minnesota DNR here and a lot of different industry experts. If folks are upset or not really happy about how the deer population is in the state, you know, for the $10 or whatever it is to get in the door here, and it opens at 10 and stays till 4 p.m. today, you can really learn a lot for basically free about how to help your deer property.
Yeah.
And you look at it, and that's the thing. Nowadays, everybody wants to manage their own property, wants to run through everything to do it themselves. And they don't want to pay anybody for it. They don't want to pay these trophy fees to go on these hunts. They want to end up having cultivating their own property for stand placement, for food plots, for all that kind of stuff. And we have educational seminars taking place all 3 days we did. We have a few left today from Kyle Thompson and Tom Mesner. Those guys are going through everything. There's just a lot going on out here that's going to keep...
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
We talked about...
Stru's running around.
Zach, we talked about it in the first segment also. I love, you know, when you talk about going out and hunting on somebody else's property or going to some of these trophy places, what you miss out on is raising this deer.
Right.
And I love, you know, we talked about that on our property back in South Dakota, watching these deer mature from young buck to three-year-olds to four-year-olds, getting on the hit list, getting a name, and just watching them develop and watching them go from velvet to hard antlers and reach that max potential. And then next year, all of a sudden, they've got a neck that goes all the way down to their chest. And it gets you really excited. So it's a hunt. You're, I mean, you you know, you're like raising them, you know, so it's like 3 or 4 years. And then if they disappear, what went wrong? Where did we lose him? Why is he not in his normal pattern? It just, it makes the hunt year round to some degree.
Zep, would you say?
And a lot more satisfying when you go out and you bag him at about 5, 6 years of age with that full big rack. Sorry.
Zep, would you say, and I know, you know, we tease about Papa Zep, but he's got an awesome operation out there at Great Plains Hunting.
Yeah.
Because he's done a really good job with his property management.
That's all about that.
Is it fair to say, Zep, that if you are very focused, let's say, on property management and you're really focused on deer, all of the other species are going to feel the benefit of that, the cover, the water.
Yeah, right, exactly. In fact, everything comes up. Unfortunately, even like predators, which I love, you know, that drives Dad crazy, you know, because they can really ravage a pheasant population. But I love that because I love predator hunting in the winter. And those kinds of things. So, but yeah, everything flourishes. In fact, that was, he did it primarily for the pheasant hunting operation, the business, the moneymaker.
Yep.
And guess what happened? All of a sudden we started getting huge whitetails. Whitetails love cedar strips. Whitetails love cover in the winter. Whitetails like moving through the property to, you know, to water. And then he rerouted and knocked out a dugout and put a creek in the bottom.
Yep.
Now we've got a watering source adjacent to our food plots, and we can watch them move back and forth. And we're holding whitetail on that section and a half of land. And so now whitetails are booming and huge, and we've got coyotes the size of wolves out there. It's awesome.
You think your dad will let us hunt out there?
Yeah, if we go over and buy him one of those $5,000 wood carvings and get it.
Wouldn't your dad love to have one of those, though?
He really would.
There's some really cool stuff over there.
All right, Zach Barrett, the guy who put together the Minnesota Deer Classic.
Yeah.
We've got a couple minutes left. We're here at the National Sports Center. Doors opened at 10 a.m. This party lasts till 4 p.m. We're live in the air till 1 p.m. Zach, tell our listeners here in the last couple minutes why they should get their rear ends out here.
Get out here for the seminars. Get out for the educational experience to go through everything. That's first and foremost. We're also doing Kids Day today.
There they go.
Yep. There go the kids
running around. Yep, we're giving out free hats to the first 150 kids. I think there's just a few left.
Yeah.
And then they're also going to get free open skate for showing the wristbands today over at the Super Rink on campus
from
12
to 2.
So we're trying to get the families out on Sunday afternoon and do that thing. So just to bring the whole family out, have a little fun, cheap admission, have a good day.
Explain that kids thing one more time for our listeners.
Bring your kids out. Everybody who's 14 and under is going to get a free hat today, the first 150. There's a few left, so hurry up and get out here. If you show your wristband over at the Super Rink, they're going to give you free open skate with a skate rental for the day for a couple hours.
Get the kids skating, come over, do some shopping, wander around, talk to our vendors out here. It's Sundays just take on a little bit more of a laid back. I love coming out to these shows on Sundays.
Yep.
A little more laid back, and you can browse and wander around. We've got the two, you know, there are two buildings here, the seminar building. We're in the vendor building over here broadcasting. Zach, we're going to let you go jump on your little quiet scooter there.
Stru's going to buy it, though.
Your stealth scooter.
$3,500 today. What's that thing called?
The Quiet Cat.
The Quiet Cat.
Yep. Right. So you get out here, they're selling the one floor model today for $3,500.
My lovely wife, Diana, would love to have that in Chautauqua, Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay, she would. Ride, I could see her.
I could see him riding that around.
Yeah.
You'd have to get a custom paint job for you, though, Stru.
She looked like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Can you get
she
one
on that, baby?
You'd never hear her coming. Minnesota Deer Classic at the Blaine Sports Center. We're up here till 1 o'clock. Doors are open till 5. Come on up and join us. When we come back, we're talking safaris. We're going across the ocean. The big game. Take it outdoors.
Shoot them!
You put Jordan on your back, and that's what Zach LaVine did. He really lived up to the moment.
In one of the biggest stages in basketball.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station. 105 The Ticket.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hunting and Fishing Show. Zepp's over there chatting deer hunting with one of our listeners. Stru's still putting on his headset.
Thank you very, what's your name? What's that? Ivan? Oh, Ivan, right over here. Our neighbor.
He's the South Dakota guy, right.
Yeah.
I think it's, no, Black Hills. It's Black Hills, South Dakota.
Hey, if we have a couple minutes, I'm going to have you come over and tell the story.
This is he's talking about live shows.
Well, he's talking about predator control out in South Dakota and out in the western West River, South Dakota, where Ivan is located. They do predator control out there, aerial predator control. But he talks about the coyote population really booming out there, and it can, in areas, knock out 80%.
Of the sheep he was talking about.
Of the sheep and deer fawns that are born in a particular season.
And this is interesting. We'll get to who is this? Ryan. How do you say
it? You're just Ryan.
I'm Polish anyway.
Ryan Jacobs. Jacobs Bosvelt. Is that it? Bosvelt?
Yep. Bosvelt Jacob Safari.
I can't say what the accent
is. Hey, Ryan, with an accent like that, you must be from what, Wisconsin?
Come on. Please, man.
Ryan, where are you coming from?
I'm from South Africa.
Okay.
Born and raised,
And all right, so we can see a map of South Africa in our mind. Where is your operation located on the map? Southern, northern tip, northwest, northeast?
It's right in the most northern province. What you call states, we have provinces in South Africa.
Yep.
So we're in the most northern province of South Africa called the Limpopo province.
You know, I'm hearing a lot more about African safaris, and what I'm hearing from a lot of guys is, I think there was a time where I thought, oh, you had to be a millionaire to go to South Africa and hunt there. I mean, what's it cost? Like tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Their South African safari hunts are very competitive with North American elk hunts, and so on, and actually less expensive than a lot of Alaskan hunts, which here in North America we can kind of consider the pinnacle if you can get up to Alaska and bag a caribou or a Kodiak or something like that. That and the other thing I'm hearing about from South Africa is the game is rich with
booming.
Game, like booming.
Yeah, definitely.
Right now.
Definitely. Yeah, you definitely don't have to be a millionaire to go and hunt in South Africa or Africa. It's we think value for money probably one of the cheapest places to go and do it. You don't have to shoot all the expensive, dangerous stuff and the big stuff to have a good African experience. You can hunt a couple of the more plains game animals and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Still enjoy the it's a country in the world with the best climate. And you can enjoy it by just hunting a couple of the more cheaper plains game. What the good thing about South Africa is that the way the money and or the deal is kind of structured is that you don't pay for something that you don't get. Where sometimes in North America, if you buy a tag, you have to pay for the tag, even if you don't get it.
All the time. Well, that's
good to know. Pretty much.
Then if you get a trophy, you have to pay a trophy fee on top of that. But so if you're over there and you get skunked, you're not going to pay for what you don't shoot.
You have a trophy. You have a daily fee that covers all your expenses of being there. That's a kind of a fixed cost. And then you obviously a big service that goes with that daily fee. It's a huge service. And then also you. You know, whatever you shoot, if you shoot an impala, you pay for impala. If you shoot a zebra, you pay for a zebra. So there's no gray areas, no hidden costs. It's pretty simple.
You know, we all grew up watching Mutual of Omaha. We know the big sexy animals over there, the water buffalo and the big cats. But you talk about some of these plains animals for your average hunter that might come over there. He would typically or she would typically hunt how many of these plains animals? What are they? You mentioned an impala being one of them.
Yeah.
So I would typically come over for how long? What would you recommend for a length of a stay? 10 days?
Yeah, 7 to 10 days is the average hunt that people will do. And we kind of custom build it to the person's needs. The average guy will, most people want to shoot a kudu. Kudu is kind of, I don't think, maybe it's very close to your elk that you have here.
Yeah.
But kudu is high on everybody's list. And then with that, they all shoot a wildebeest, a warthog, an impala. The average guy shoots anything, I want to say, 5 to 8 animals on a first trip.
Wow. That's one of the items that's going to be on my bucket list is for the first time I'm going to do a South African safari, and I've been working with these guys for a couple years, and here's my gear. And last year didn't work out with some scheduling stuff, but tell our listeners, I'm really pumped to shoot a wildebeest and put one of those on the wall, hopefully. Yeah. So with Ian's help, hopefully we make that happen.
You can hang it right next to your buffalo head, right?
My Tatanka. One of the interesting things I've learned throughout this two-year process of learning about the hunt over there with Boswell Jacob Safaris is the conservation piece that you guys do, and it really impressed me. Tell our folks what you guys do to make sure the land and the habitat is successful over there for just the game itself.
Yeah, basically South Africa is a huge conservation success story. The future of African hunting lies within South Africa because of what we've been doing over the last 25 to 30 years in South Africa. It's
I'm sorry, we're admiring your lodge.
No problem, man.
They brought us back one of their very smart-looking catalogs here, and I'm paging through it, looking at the big game, and then I just got to the lodge, and holy cow.
Yeah, Zep would never want to leave the lodge,
This isn't
man.
The old hunting cabin. One of the outhouse.
70% of our clients are family groups and couples and stuff like that. And that's because of the lodge and the good climate and stuff.
So you have people that I might bring my family out there. I might be the only one hunting. The missus and a couple of kids.
A lot of things for them to be done. Okay. A lot of things. We keep them busy.
Let's get back to the conservation.
Yeah, conservation. Yeah. So what we've been doing over the last 25, 30, even 35 years in South Africa led to that South Africa have now a healthier population and gene pool of these African animals than ever before in the record of history. Just the opposite of what the world think is happening. Is happening in South Africa at the moment. You know, things is booming. There's now a lot more than ever before, even before mankind stepped in there. So, and that's all the biggest contribution to this is hunting and the value that hunting have put on these animals, you know.
So you're saying the wild game situation right now is healthier in South Africa than it's been for many, 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 many years.
Ever.
Was your dad instrumental in getting it where it is right now?
Yeah, we're very lucky to grow up in the time frame that we grew up in. In the early ages of this industry of outfitting and professional hunting in South Africa, right in the beginning, late 60s, beginning 70s, when this whole change came, my dad was one of the founders and one of the first guys to be part of the industry of actually structuring the industry. So, yeah, that's where we come from.
You know, and that's a frustrating part when you talk to people that are ignorant on said matters. The game boom that you're going through over there with those magnificent animals is happening in large part because of hunters and that culture, because nobody will take care of it more than we will. Urban sprawl, where a lot of these groups that ignorantly want to raise some controversy or criticize this type of lifestyle, that's what tends to knock down these wild and reduce these populations, because your trees are coming from somewhere, your industry's coming from somewhere. So you have been a model in South Africa of how to maintain the game, conserve it, create healthy herds of animals.
Gene pool and numbers.
So that we can get out for once-in-a-lifetime experiences, or maybe more than once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and hunt and harvest and enjoy and consume these magnificent beasts.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, Rian, I think would be great for our listeners to know is talk about when the season is over there versus here as far as the climate, winter and summer. And then the other piece is walk our listeners through what a hunting experience is like with you guys. You remember what we have talked about the last couple of years about getting up in the morning, taking a fiesta, a little nap, and then getting back out there. Talk to our listeners.
Siesta.
Siesta.
Depending on what you want to do.
He can take the siesta. You and I will do the fiesta.
A big part of the siesta is fiestas also. Basically what we actually do is a lot of people won't do this because they don't know where to start planning a trip. So basically what the company does is we help those that do not know how to book their own flight tickets. We help them to go through that process. If you wish to bring your own gun, we help you to bring your gun legally to South Africa and kind of effortless. We pick you up from the airport, and you'll be in our company for the whole duration of your stay, all the way to the end until we drop you again. So we keep you safe, keep you out of the bad areas. South Africa is perfectly safe, like any other country in the world, unless you stay out of certain part of the cities, you know. But yeah, it's all over the world.
Right, right. Unfortunately,
so,
you're correct.
Yeah. So we keep you out of those places, and then also we drop you at the end of the airport, and then we also take care of the important part of the business of getting your trophies also back to you.
Yeah.
Back to you in the United States.
What about the hunt? What's the hunt like? So you get up. What time do you get up?
A typical day will be wake up, you know, just before sunrise, and you'll have an.
Sorry.
Oh, damn it.
I'm tracking. Hold on.
Nose jammer.
Sorry.
All right, sorry. Let's start that one again.
Let's go back.
We just had...
Will we find any of those in South Africa?
I've got some friends in all...
Hey, your girlfriend's right over here.
Yeah, but
hello, Marcel.
She's here. And I have some friends in the audience here that can also prove it. They can tell you a little bit more about it a little bit later.
I'm sorry. So a typical day at Boswell, we're sitting here with Rian Jacobs, Jacobs Safaris in South Africa. A typical day hunt. What time are we going to get up? How do we prepare for the day, and what's the day going to consist of?
Yeah, that's the good thing. Because of the numbers of animals we have, you know, it's not a kind of hunting. A lot of people associate the hunting with the way they do it in the United States. You know, you sit in a tree stand, it's tough.
Yeah,
sometimes, especially women, that's the way they see it. You know, they're not interested in it at all.
Yeah.
In South Africa, it's the opposite of that. Because of the variety, because of all the different animals we have, it's interesting. I actually call it the photographic safari with occasional you shoot the right animal.
Yeah.
So the typical day will be, you know, you wake up early morning. You'll wake up early morning just before sunrise, have a little breakfast. And soon after, you head out to go and hunt.
Yep.
Sometimes you go like 2-4 hours away in the bush. Sometimes you'll take your lunch with you, or you can come back to the lodge.
Yep.
You'll be back in the lodge about at 11 o'clock. Have a nice what we call a brunch, you know, early lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then, you know, the animals kind of settle down in the middle of the day as well. So you'll head back and kind of take it slow until 3:30 in the afternoon again, and then head back out hunting until dark, you know. So it's not that kind of a hunt that you have to push all day long to
sounds
to
like
get
I
animal.
Get a nap in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I was liking this.
Hey,
real quick, we got a couple more minutes. Is it spot and stock, or what's it like, the hunt over there?
Yeah, that's also another special thing, you know. It's very... You can adapt to the hunter's ability of doing it. You know, you don't. You can spot and stalk. You can make it as tough as you want to make it. We even cater for those I've had clients that's in wheelchairs, and it creates the opportunity for them also to shoot some trophy
amazing,
animals.
Yeah.
So you can make it as tough as you want. You can do spot and stalk. You can do spot and stalk with a bow and arrow if you're a good shot. You can
We're talking with Rian of Boswell's Jacobs Safaris in South Africa. Since Zep brought it up, give us an average number. What's it going to cost me?
Well, I always tell people what they actually spend to go on a good guided elk hunt. Let's say anything from $5,000 to $10,000. You can come to Africa and have a really good time.
Oh, I tell you what, some of the stuff in Alaska is $25,000.
I know. I'm on the list. Yeah. I want to get Dad over there before the knees go out.
Yeah.
All right, so for the people that can come out
that's
here,
wonderful.
Obviously, and see your videos and visit with you and ask questions, you're here until 4 o'clock today, and then boom, you're off to South Africa. You're back to South Africa. How can they get a hold of you?
Obviously on our website, if you search for us on the networks and stuff, you'll find Boswell Jacob Safaris pretty easily.
And Boswell is spelled Bosveld Jacobs, like it sounds, like we spell it right here in good old Minnesota.
Yeah.
Boswell Jacobs Safaris.
And also we still in the States until end of March. We're doing a bunch of more trade shows and stuff. So we'll be here.
So you guys will be on. Maybe are you going to be at the Northwest Sports Show later on in the month?
No, we're doing the next one. Will be a show in Sioux Falls that we're doing.
Oh yeah,
and then we're doing one in Minot and one in Williston.
Well, good luck out here. I hope you pick up a lot of hunters, and I know we're planning on sending our guy Boomer over there.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to have some stories and. Maybe we'll get over there someday, Stru.
Oh, someday.
It's reachable.
I want to go there and golf and visit Victoria Falls. I had some people that were over there a couple of years ago and said, that's beautiful over there.
South Africa is one of the best golfing places in the world. We can do it 12 months of the year, so you're more than
welcome. That's going to get Stru going. Oh, like he's getting jacked up.
And then I want to get in a cage with a great white. Now,
we can organize that also.
They do have that over there.
I'll pass on that. Seth.
That's actually very affordable. I was looking at it
with my
eyes.
Would you really do that?
Oh, absolutely.
I can even put you in a cage of lions.
Yeah, I'll be drunk when I do it. Rhea Jacobs, Bosfeld, Jacob Safaris, you're out here until 4 o'clock. Otherwise, I'll track you guys down on the internet. And if you can't pick up one of these beautiful catalogs, check out the photos on the internet. This place is swank, and the game pictures are insane. It's awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ryan.
From here, I think we move on. Are we moving on to game management?
I think we are. Hold on. Late-breaking news.
Tim Robert, official measurer.
All right, here we are.
Official measurer. All right. We're going to come back and measure Stru's rack. I'm taking it outdoors here at the Minnesota Deer Classic.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Coming back into the corner, and Kevin Harvick hasn't given up yet, but the leader is Jeff Gordon.
Our NASCAR schedule continues Sunday from Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Cobalt 400. The race starts at 1 p.m.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
You save big money, you save big money when you shop Menards.
Now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale, it's the perfect time to update your home. You'll find great deals on cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, flooring, and much more, making it the perfect time to create your dream kitchen and bath. Add the finishing touch to your kitchen with a Delta kitchen faucet. Right now, all kitchen faucets by Delta are on sale. Choose from a great selection to match your decor. Save big on the Porter two-handle High Arc kitchen faucet by Delta. It features a matching side sprayer and an attractive chrome finish. On sale now for just $84. And while you're shopping, register for your chance to win a trip to the Quaker State 400. Save big on Delta faucets and much more now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
When you think of Discover, you probably think of their great cash rewards card. Now they've got a great miles card, too. Introducing the Discover It Miles card. You get unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend and up to $30 of in-flight Wi-Fi credits each year. You also get your free FICO credit score, and you can talk to a real person in the U.S. anytime. And if you apply now, Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
The wild card. We've got Boomer, Mark Lukey, our producer, and I'm Zep, broadcasting live out at the Minnesota Deer Classic here till 1 o'clock. Just talking safaris. That was pretty cool. Let's talk about some homegrown trophies. We've got Tim Rogers, Minnesota official measures. Tim, welcome to Ticket Outdoors.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How's the classic going for you? He's not official.
Big VP is what they told me to say
well,
on
Well, he's got
air.
The so big got name tag. Status. Good Lord, that's bigger than my hometown you got over there.
That's like a George Strait belt buckle. Jesus Christ.
That was good.
Tim, welcome to Ticket Outdoors. How's the classic going for you?
Oh, it's going great for us.
We're talking off the air, and you said about how many mounts have come in?
Yeah, we're up to almost 200 right now. We're in the high 180s, so bring 10 more. We're trying to hit that 200.
So how late can people still bring them over and get them measured?
We'll accept trophies till about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
2 o'clock, and you can get them all done by four bells?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do they bring them into this building? Or
next building, far end.
Yeah. On the east side.
On the east side.
Great. So what's the big one so far?
Well, we had a 188 archery kill come in Friday. That was just a dandy.
Yeah, I bet.
They make Spoon and Crockett, Pope and Young, Minnesota record books. So.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Did they have a green score? He must have known he probably had a Pope when he brought it in, or wasn't quite sure.
He was pretty confident.
Yeah.
For Pope and Young, you only need 125 for a typical, so he's 60 inches over that.
Hey, Tim, can you take a minute for our listeners a little bit? Sometimes we get a little confused, even myself. Can you explain to our listeners the difference between Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young,
and Brooks and Dunn?
Good country duel.
And
what the score is that's needed to get to those statuses, and then how you calculate that score.
Sure. Boone and Crockett more or less encompasses all weapons.
Okay.
If they meet the minimum scores. For a typical Boone and Crockett, it's 170 for an all-time record book, which means your name's in the record book forever. If it's 160 or above, it makes awards, which means you get into the record book one time.
Right.
And then they drop those records.
I've got a 157, so I'm squat. I got nothing, right?
Exactly.
you got a beautiful buck is what you got.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It's still a trophy for you.
Explain to our listeners, too, you said typical, and there's non-typical.
There's non-typical.
Right?
Non-typical Boone and Crockett is, for all time, is 195, which, and for awards is 185. Again, the same principle, you know, matches. 195 all, or 195 all time. All time and 185 for awards.
Okay.
Not typical, there's 30 inches of difference between the two. So we split it down the middle. If you have 15 inches or more of non-typical growth, you go into a non-typical category.
Okay.
Less than that, you go to a typical.
Hey, Tim, is there any subjectivity to your decisions as to what a rank is going to be measured, or is it completely everything is cut and dried, totally objective, it's the numbers, it's the size?
Well, I'll tell you, whitetails are the trickiest animals. They grow different all the time.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's our most challenging species.
Right. Now Pope and Young, is just, you can have a Pope and Young and a Boone and Crockett.
Correct.
But for Pope and Young, it's a bit more specific to get a Pope and Young trophy.
Pope and Young is archery only.
Archery only.
Old standard bows, you know.
Sure.
And then the new compound bows.
Yeah, right. So you talked about the 188 that came in. I think you said it was today, but it came in the Classic.
It came in Friday, yep.
Came in the Classic Friday, 188. So that's a Pope and Young and a Boone and Crockett.
Correct. Pope and Young minimum scores is 125 for a typical and 155 for non-typical. Again, there's 15 inches of, you know, 15 inches or more non-typical, go to a non-typical category.
Tim, you brought up the Pope and Young. Okay, I think this is kind of interesting. Are there different categories for compound bows, or as compared to recurve bows, or whatever else there is? No?
No, there's no. They fall in the same category.
Oh, pretty good, huh?
What about crossbows that I hear more and more, guys? I know a fellow with some severe arthritis, and he got a crossbow license. Could he do Pope and Young with a crossbow?
Pope and Young will not accept crossbow entries.
You think that'll change?
No, I don't. It shouldn't change.
I don't think that'll change. I really don't.
But Boone and Crockett
will. Boone and Crockett will accept those entries.
Okay. Yeah.
Who establishes, I had this discussion one time, I didn't even know the answer. Who establishes the rules for Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young?
They both have boards that get together and discuss current issues and options, and then it's a vote by the board.
I've heard different arguments from guys about how you officially get it measured. An official measurer. How do you get a hold of an official measurer? Can you just take? I mean, you can't take it into the Bay Chapter local Cabela's and the guy behind the counter do it for you.
No, all the Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett guys, and Minnesota measures. We have a website as well. You can go in, find a measurer, put your zip code in, how many miles you're willing to travel, and they'll pull up a list of measurers and their phone numbers that you come in contact with.
Are you all volunteer?
We volunteer our time. We measure for free. We just enjoy doing it. So.
Right. Do you ever get anybody, and we talked about this off the air a little bit, that argues? He's had that 150 plus sitting on his wall for all these years, and by God, I'm going to put my money where my mouth and I bring it into the 138. And he's like, oh, you guys did it wrong. You messed it up.
We get that from time to time. We'll go through a rack and score with the person.
Right, right.
You know, just to show how we measured everything.
And we should mention that you can bring them out until 2 o'clock yet this afternoon and get them measured by 4 o'clock.
For free, right?
They can sit back and actually, it's in some secret process. They can sit there with you.
Yep.
You get people, can they ask questions, or you're like, well, good Lord, I got to get through this.
We're out in the public measuring on tables, and the owners, many times the owners come up to us and watch us.
Are they ever like, oh man, you got to give me a little more quarter of an inch?
No, you know, bone is what it is. You know?
Now let's talk about that 60-day drying period that we talked about, from when you bag it in the field till it can, and you get a green score. Talk about what a green score is.
Green score is if you just harvest it, you contact a measurer, and a lot of guys will have their buddies just put a tape on it.
Yeah.
It's a rough measurement.
Right.
Once you harvest an animal, 60 days of drying time at normal, basically normal room temperature.
Because that rack's going to shrink up a little bit.
It's going to pull in a little bit.
I've heard all sorts of different things, from an eighth of an inch to a per point to, not that much. Does it vary?
It varies depending on the mass and the structure of the antlers.
Right.
It can pull in some. If you keep the whole skull, it's not going to shrink as much. If you cut just a head off, just a little piece of skull, it might shrink a little more.
If I brought in the deer that I got 35 years ago that was 157 back then, what is the discrepancy today? Would there be, how much variation do you think there would be?
There might not be any.
Really?
Could be 1%. Not that
all
much.
You guys are that consistent for the most
We're
part.
We're pretty good. We can pass it from measure to measure and probably be within an eighth of an inch of each other.
The deer that get brought into you, a question that I've been asked before is, what's like the percentage of typical versus non-typical deer?
Well, this year we're seeing a lot of typicals, but this year, even though the overall harvest for the state was down, they took some dandy trophies this year.
Yeah, I see.
So really, the quality of deer this year has been phenomenal.
Do you think, Tim, maybe it was a little bit because folks knew that the numbers were down, so they maybe put a little more effort into trying to harvest that big swamp buck? Or
maybe stuck with it another day or two, or went back out for that second weekend?
Could have been. I think you're seeing more people more conscious of deer management, so they're letting the little guys go a little longer.
Awesome.
We've been talking about, we've been preaching about that on the show, letting the little guys, try and let them get to that 4 years of age. Mm-hmm. They're going to put on another 15% of rack from to four, typically. They'll only, by 3 years of age, typically have about 75% of their rack, whitetail Midwest here, that is, we're talking about.
But so, if you're hunting public land, though, on where you guys are, his family owns a...
I do some public land hunting as
well. Do
you
really?
But you're right. We're a bit spoiled out there with almost two sections.
Yeah, if I see a decent rack that's, and the guy's 3 years old, I'm not going to let him go.
No, I'm not even arguing that. And if that's your weekend out there to hunt and you've got a good buck that's moving through, go ahead and harvest that buck. And I'm talking about...
The spikes, right? The spikes. Let those guys go.
Yeah, that drives me a little nuts. You just want to take a doe and it'll taste better if you've got that option for a doe tag. Tim, how are you guys doing for manpower? Are you looking for measures?
We're always looking for a new crew.
How does somebody get involved?
Yeah. You can go on the Minnesota Official Measures website, and there is Becoming a Measurer, and you can download an application and send in. We're trying. We're hopefully have a class this summer.
Is there a big test to take? Or
what we do is we've created an apprentice program, so you join up. We give you 3 years. We'll mentor you. We'll bring you to a couple shows, and you just practice.
So 3 years apprenticeship to become an official measurer.
If you want. Yep. I mean, you can do it in 6 months if you feel you're ready to test
jump
out.
In, right?
Exactly.
And there isn't any limit to size today to come over and measure. If somebody wants to bring over a 6 point or something like that, is that...
Any deer's a trophy.
Yeah.
I love it when a kid will bring a 6 point or 8 point. You measure their first deer for them and they get all excited and know how big it is.
That's what I'm thinking about, the young fella or the young gal that brings in that little 6 pointer.
Yeah, what a thrill.
Or maybe a nice little 8 pointer. They know it's not going to be a trophy, but they just want to know what it scores out at.
Want to remind people, we are at the Minnesota Deer Classic at the Blaine Sports Center right now. We're talking with Tim Rogers from the Minnesota Officials Measurers. Tim, if I bring a rack in, or someone brings a rack in, or a full mount right now, head mount, how long is it going to take for you to measure? Do we have to
measure
drop it off?
Measure is available 30 to 45 minutes.
Really?
If we're stacked up, it could take a little longer. We're doing first in, first out.
And where are you guys located?
We're located in the East Building, the Schwann Building, where we got that whole front room.
Yeah.
There's some animals over there.
Measuring's free, but, if it makes a record book, then there's a slight cost associated with entering in a record book.
I'm sure that's a fee most fellas or gals would be happy to pay.
Absolutely.
You're honoring not only the animal, yourself.
What you're saying, you're not charging anyone to measure?
Not to measure.
I think you should. I think I would pay $5. No, seriously, I would pay $5 on my deer measure. And all the money go to you guys.
We'll keep an eye on him. He might be standing outside the door charging people.
we'll always accept donations to the club, Tim.
There you go.
We're a nonprofit organization.
Make a donation.
I got $5. Hang on a second here.
Tim Rogers, Minnesota Official Scorers. You guys are accepting mounts till about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
About 2 o'clock.
And where do they take them again? When you pull in there, there's a couple of buildings.
East side of Schwann Building. Yeah. There's a placard outside that says trophy registration.
And you guys will most likely get them measured by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
You betcha. gotcha.
Bring them on over. Tim, thanks for joining us on Ticket Outdoors.
Appreciate it. Thanks
for donating your time. You really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you guys and all the hunters bringing in trophies.
I hope I run into you with a nice mount to measure someday.
Give me a call.
All right. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it. Ticket Outdoors. Now we're going to move to conservation, and we're talking about that land management for small
property owners. Deadheads, don't lay eggs.
I think we've got Kyle running around here somewhere. We're going to talk to him when we come back from the Minnesota Deer Classic with Ticket Outdoors.
Minnesota Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket.
You save big money, you save big money when you shop Menards.
There's never been a better time to build or remodel now during Menards Construction Sale. You'll find great deals on paint, flooring, cabinets, and much more. Complete your next flooring project with Quality Wood Dakota products. For quality laminate shelving, look no further than Dakota Handy Panel, available at Menards. Dakota Handy Panels offer extra durability, precise workability, and are available in a variety of attractive finishes. Now at Menards, 2-foot by 4-foot handy panels start at just $6.99. Stop in today and take advantage of this great chance to save big on Dakota products, plus much more throughout the store during the construction sale at Menards. And while you're shopping, register for your chance to win a trip to the Quaker State 400, your savings place for top quality building supplies. Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of minutes. It cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WTVX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGBZ Eden Prairie, a Cumulus station.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
All right, here we are back. Minnesota Deer Classic. We've got another hour broadcasting live. Ticket Outdoors. Doors are open till 4 o'clock. Great seminars. Kyle Thompson is doing a seminar at the end of this hour. Small property management for whitetails. Kyle Thompson, welcome to Ticket Outdoors.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you. You know what? Let me interrupt you real quick before we get started. It's true, you had something you wanted to mention.
I do. Yesterday at Extreme Fitness, when I was doing step aerobics with the old ladies,
yeah.
I met a friend of mine. This is kind of fun. I walked by a young man that I recognized his eyes, and I hadn't seen him in 40 years. I said, "What is your name?" He says, "Steve Straczynski." I said, "Yeah, that's me." I said, "Marky Kroll, we played baseball in high school together. I haven't seen him in 45 years.
Yeah.
He's a little chunkier now, but he's still hitting it." And so we had a lot of fun just BSing about high school years.
Yeah.
But we talked about this radio show. We talked about Brian Zepp and all. He said, "I know Brian Zepp. He rides with you quite a bit. His name is Mark Kroll."
Absolutely.
And he rides with you quite a bit because he's one of these warrior guys like you are. So Mark asked
He's gotten very chunky.
And he's and as a matter of fact, he'll be listening as well. But he asked me to mention this because you're involved with Wounded Warriors quite a bit. And he told me that he's involved with a Wounded Warrior hockey game for all the money goes to charity and all that. You know, a good friend of his is Randy Dahlman.
Yes. Randy? Yep.
All right. So Saturday, March 21st, the wounded warriors are playing the Stillwater prison guards called the Stillwater Gardens in a hockey game.
That's like one of those longest yard setups.
Yeah, that's going to be kind
Saturday,
of Adam Sandler
yeah,
movie
Saturday, now. March 21st, 2015, 4 o'clock at the Isanti County Arena. The wounded warriors are playing Stillwater Gardens, Guardians. There's a silent auction, there's raffles, all kinds of sales going on. That's the Wounded Warrior hockey game. And that's the Saturday, March 25th. Look it up. You can find it. We're going to post it on Facebook
great.
As well on our
right.
site. So, Marky Kroll, thanks for bringing that up to me.
Absolutely. Kyle Thompson, small game manager, or small property management for Whitetail. That's probably what most landowners fall into. They've got that 20 acre, that 40 acres, something in that size, 10 acre here for Strew up north, that small piece of property that they're hoping a buck wanders through. And it takes a little more effort than that. It takes some property management, which seems to be the rage these days when you talk about harvest numbers being down and what can we do to get more deer on our property. Tell us about it.
That's correct. I want to first correct you on that. It's not chunky. It's achieving critical body mass.
It's called prosperity.
Hey, we're at the Deer Classic, so that's putting on protein.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not chunky. Nice. Critical body mass.
We're going to keep it. We'll get you, but I got to say one more thing about Mark Kroll. I remembered Mark Kroll. You'll appreciate this because Boomer was a pitcher, and Zep played some baseball himself, and I played some high school, college baseball. And Marky Kroll, I said, Mark, what I remember about you is that the knuckleball, he threw a knuckleball. He said, let me tell you a knuckleball story. When he was in the championship game, I'm thinking he's going to tell us about how he struck out 9 guys or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is cool. St. Paul Johnson, who he played for, is playing Central High School for the city championship. And Mark said, I threw a knuckleball one time in the last inning, and Craig Davidson was my catcher, he said. I remember Craig. He said, I threw the knuckleball, and he said, I swear to God, it's still in the air someplace.
Somebody's still swinging.
It's still out there
Sounds
someplace.
Sounds like my college career pitching, but it's still going over the fence. All right.
Let's get back to Kyle.
Kyle, don't ever correct Strew again.
I'm learning that.
But let's talk about property management. Get us started. Property management 101. What's the first thing you got to think about?
A lot of people have small properties. You know, they don't have 5,000 acres. It's not fenced in.
Yeah.
So we got to use different techniques and tactics when we want to attract and hold deer on a property. A lot of properties are what I describe as travel through. And when I give a seminar and I say travel through, probably about 90% of the people sitting out in front of me start shaking their head up. Yes, and that's what I got. Deer run from one side to the other. And if your neighbor's philosophy, it's brown, it's down, it's really hard to pass on that 8-point that you know you should pass on, so it gets to be a 10 and 12, but you know your neighbor's going to shoot it, so you struggle with that thought, and then you end up shooting it, because if I don't, somebody else
will. We talked about that, good point.
So what we try to do is attract these bucks, keep them on the property, but instead of having it as buck management, our philosophies come from doe management. And the analogies that I use, I got a lot of analogies where I use human species, because we're not actually that much different, but the one I use is that, you know, the bars have it figured out. They have drink specials for the girls, and why do they do that?
To draw the men in there, pal.
Yeah, the big bucks in there. So we focus more on the girl management side, trying to create a ladies' night on your property.
You want to have the hottest ladies' night in town.
I want as many hot ones, or just as many as possible, you know, and have them on the property. And then what it comes down to is if you're managing for the girls, you got to think about what girls, you know, want. And I use my wife as an analogy. She likes to shop in at Elberville Outlets up in Alexandria and St. Cloud. And so she's got a very large home range. And if I'm chasing after her, I'm going across county lines, or when we're talking deer management, it's property lines.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm getting hunted, it increases the exposure of me getting killed, you know, higher mortality. So I'm not achieving that critical body mass, or getting chunky, in other words. And so we want to try to take all those places that my wife likes to go and put them right outside our house. So in the backyard, we got Elberville Outlets. Out in front, we got Walmart, and we got St. Cloud, and all the places she likes to go. And then we put plenty of wine and chips and dip so all her friends can come over, because we want to have lots of does. So what have we done to her home range at that point?
You shrunk it. You've reduced it.
Exactly. Very much smaller. And what has it done to my exposure of getting shot? It's a lot less, now as an 8-point buck, I might get to be a 10-point or a 12-point, and so on and so on. So that's how we increase the carrying capacity on a property, is we intensify what the girls want, creating more doe groups, and with that, more dominant bucks. Because the magic formula, the Einstein formula in it all, is one doe group will equal one dominant buck. You'll never have one doe group and three dominant bucks, because they'll fight and fight and fight until you only have one left. So if you want more dominant bucks on the property, what do you do? More More girl groups.
Yeah.
More,
yeah
and
right.
So,
what's considered a doe group? How many does in a doe
well,
group?
Well, and I'm getting you're going right down the right path. I'm leading you down there. So I like more does in a doe group because my philosophy on, and you'll hear a lot of the 2-to-1, 3-to-1 buck to doe ratios. If you have 2 does or 3 does in a doe group, the likelihood of one being hot is a lot less. But if one is hot, but if another hot doe comes running by and going over to the neighbors where it's brown, it's down, what's that buck going to do? Probably chase after that doe. If you have 6 or 8 does in a doe group, the chances of one or maybe even 2 being hot is much more likely. So if that buck is with that 6 or 8 group there and 1 or 2 are hot and another hot doe comes by, what does he do? You know, if you're at the bar and you're standing with 6 or 8 hot does, yep. And another doe comes running by, you'll probably give it a little look-see.
Absolutely, I just
but
did.
You got all the girls you can handle, so you're not going anywhere, right?
Right, exactly.
You stay right
hey,
Kyle, there.
Kyle,
right.
What is the smallest amount of property that you can work with that you think this would be effective? How many acres?
Yeah, because for different doe groups, you're going to need some property. You can't have a 5 acres out back of your house and have multiple doe groups, probably.
Correct. Usually, the smallest doe group that I've been able to work with on my property is about 5 to 7 acres. So you got to put it all in perspective. I'm not saying if you have 5 acres, we can't do this.
Right.
It's just you have to lower your expectations a little bit. And you can still take a nice old backyards wildlife type of program of maybe an acre or two, and you can develop the thermal cover areas with the food and the bedding areas, and you're still going to have a doe group in there, but it might have a little bit bigger home range.
You know, guys, it's pretty awesome to have someone Kyle like here when you see how passionate he is about the terms that he's using. Kyle, you talked about, Zep asked about, well, how much area do you need? Let me ask you this, how much time do you need? Because at a lot of these shows that I'm at, I have people saying, you know, I don't know a lot about property management, but it seems to be a common buzz is folks kind of hesitate to get started because they're like, it's going to take 10 years before I start to see
I've got
to
clear trees and put in fields and plant. And
How long does that take?
But if you don't get started, then it's going to take 11 years.
It'll be 1 year older when you
get
started.
You got to
give us a range. Give our listeners a range.
Usually within 2 to 3 years, if you implement the full design, you can see a 200 to 400% increase in wildlife. And when I say wildlife, it could be pheasants, deer, waterfowl, because we manage for a lot.
One usually brings another.
Yep, and they do enhance each other and stuff. Yeah. Now, the other thing when you talk about time is the financial side of it, because a lot of the stuff obviously costs money to get this stuff going. Now, I used to work for USDA, so I'm a program specialist. The way I kind of describe it as, I'm like a retired IRS agent doing your taxes. I know all the programs inside and out, which ones are going to maximize your income, which one are going to maximize your cost share, because I learned right away that if a landlord wants to spend $1,000 on some habitat, if I can find programs where he can spend $10,000 but still get the cost share back and only spend $1,000, we're going to do $10,000 project rather than a $1,000 project.
Yeah. Now, this might be another loaded question because it can be like, well, how much does a boat cost, Boomer? Well, it depends, right? Do you need a 20.5-foot boat,
kind of boat you want,
or do you need a 12-foot, runabout? How much does it cost, or do you give people any guidance? Because I'm sure that's a huge item for them, how much money they got in their checkbook. When they come to you, that's got to be a common question. How much does it cost, Kyle?
Well, that is a little bit of a loaded question because it's hard to say because every property is different, different soils, different contours, different land uses, different landowner objectives, goals. So there's a lot of variation in there. But in general, if you're working on 160 acres, it might be $30,000 to $50,000 to give it a property makeover, let's say. Like I said to Boomer the other day, trick my property.
Right.
Yes. But if we can tap into that cost share, that's going to be 75, 90, 100% cost share, then it really reduces the out-of-pocket costs where a lot of landowners, they get a little nervous about it, like you said, right up front, but then you start showing them how the numbers are going to work out, and they go, I was thinking about I had to do this all. You can get me that kind of money, just go do it. Just when I come home from work, I want it all done.
When you say get them that kind of money, what about these mythic government programs I hear so much about, but we can't seem to find them because we don't know where to look? How do we get some of that money? Or how can they apply for it? Is it realistic to think you're going to get it? And the second part of that question is, now have we just invited the DNR onto our land to help manage it?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't written the book, or I don't have the interactive CD to tell you everything that's up in this head up here.
Yeah.
I've been at this, I'm going on 21 years of doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And when I work on, let's just use 160 acres as an example, I'll use 12 to 15 different programs. And for a landowner to try to ferret through, it's like doing your own taxes.
Yeah.
It's really hard to figure out where you can make money, save money, and so on and so on. And I can generalize about it, but when it comes to putting a piece of property together, the best is just to have us take a look at it. We got a fantastic offer for landowners. We'll do a property review and assessment for $300 per 200 acres, and you get the $300 back as a credit. So
okay.
What a win-win. You're going to need seed trees and some assistance anyway.
Sure.
So you can get that credit back. We want you to invest in it, and then you'll get it back type of thing.
Are you making a deal with the devil sometimes? How much of that is like, okay, I'm going to take this money from, a government program or something like that, and they are going to have rules that each year I've got to do this, and in 5 years I've got to change the land and do this, and that's coming out of my pocket five years down the road.
Exactly. You know, those restrictions are so very important. That's why it's really good to put a good design together that addresses those restrictions, because if you take your 160 acres and you just go and roll it all into general CRP or CREP or WRP or something, the money looks good up front, but then all of a sudden, oh, I can't put a food plot on that, or oh, I can only do 5% not to exceed 5 acres, and that's like having a package of wieners in the refrigerator and trying to survive through the wintertime. It doesn't work. So we address all those limitations up front. And you mentioned, is it going to open it up to public hunting? None of the programs in Minnesota allow public hunting. You still have the landowner rights as far as who comes and goes. You also still retain the right to pay taxes. One of those great benefits.
Oh, sweet. Excellent.
Get rid of that one.
How do we find you, Kyle? How do we find it? Ticket Outdoors people, how do they find you?
Website is habitatnow.com. So we're kind of pounding our fists on the table. We're not doing forever or unlimited. We want it right now.
Make
the phone ring right now. We want to get going on it.
And you got a booth here today at the Minnesota Deer Classic, right?
And we give a seminar at 1 o'clock on small property management for white tails.
We just got a snapshot of what you're going to be doing here in about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the seminar over in the Gold Room at the Schwein Center for that. And then habitatnow.com. Look it up. Bookmark it now. And if you can, hightail it over here and catch your seminar at 1 o'clock. We're out of time, and I've got 10 more questions for you.
Yeah, we haven't even touched on pheasants or ducks yet.
I know.
I got a whole flock on that, too.
Dead hens don't lay eggs.
Dead hens don't lay eggs. Shoot up! Kyle Thompson, HabitatNow.com, seminar at 1 o'clock here, talking about small property management for whitetails. Thanks for taking some time and Ticket Outdoors.
Thanks for having me over here, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Kyle.
Minnesota Deer Classic, when we come, is it mystery guest time?
Mystery guest time is going to be
mystery guest.
Yeah.
We have the DNR here.
He's got
a gun and handcuffs, so you know that.
We've got the Wild Cards mystery guest coming up, and we're going to tase Drew here. In a little bit, we're going to be talking to the DNR as well.
Oh, yeah, we get to taste Drew.
At the Minnesota Deer Classic with Ticket Outdoors.
I'll give it a shot.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Coming back into the corner, and Kevin Harvick hasn't given up yet, but the leader is Jeff Gordon.
Our NASCAR schedule continues Sunday from Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Cobalt 400. The race starts at 1 p.m.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
You save big money. You save big money when you shop Menards.
Now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale, it's the perfect time to update your home. You'll find great deals on cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, flooring, and much more, making it the perfect time to create your dream kitchen and bath. Add the finishing touch to your kitchen with a Delta kitchen faucet. Right now, all kitchen faucets by Delta are on sale. Choose from a great selection to match your decor. Save big on the Porter two-handle High Arc kitchen faucet by Delta. It features a matching side sprayer and an attractive chrome finish. On sale now for just $84. And while you're shopping, register for your chance to win a trip to the Quaker State 400. Save big on Delta faucets and much more now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Does your basement
basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
When you think of Discover, you probably think of their great cash rewards card. Now they've got a great miles card, too. Introducing the Discover It Miles card. You get unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend and up to $30 of in-flight Wi-Fi credits each year. You also get your free FICO credit score, and you can talk to a real person in the U.S. anytime. And if you apply now, Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Are we on there? Am I on? Hello.
Surprise guest time.
Is my mic on? You guys unplugged?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
You're fine.
You're good.
We hear you.
Oh,
yeah, you're
all right.
He just muted us.
I couldn't hear myself. All right, hey, guys, I got a $25 gift certificate to Chili's here for the next person that just walks in off the street. We're next to concessions. Come on in. Pay your $10, bring the family on in, and you've got $25 at Chili's.
How about if I just walk around this table and come and pick, put it right in my pocket? Would that work?
Not going to happen. But you know what? You get a big attaboy for our mystery guest, CJ. Welcome to Take It Outdoors Live.
Thank you so much for having me here.
This is all right. Good.
I not only have great hunters and fisher persons, I have very attractive hunters and fishing persons.
I know.
And American Idol stars,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is
awesome.
Cindy Jo Schlower, what her name is, from North Branch, Minnesota, right?
Yep. Right.
Cindy Jo is his
American Idol contestant,
yeah.
An avid outdoor enthusiast, one of Minnesota's very own, and a very busy young gal. Down South Dixie. What is it?
No, Dirt Road Dixie.
Dirt Road Dixie. I don't have my notes in front of me. Dirt Road Dixie was just down in Iowa performing for the Iowa Deer Classic.
We were.
That was last night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Oh, Friday night.
Yes.
How'd that show go?
It was awesome. We were working with Retrieving Freedom.
Yeah.
Which is a great organization working with wounded soldiers and stuff coming home from Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was great. It was an awesome experience for
us. You've got the fancy hair doing the whole thing.
I know.
Is this all a product of American Idol?
And look at the nails, too, the different color. Yeah.
Did you meet some big shot hair stylist people and all of that now? You've gone Hollywood on us.
I did meet J-Lo's hairstylist. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
no
pretty
tips,
cool.
No tips, but...
Well, you know, she's gorgeous, isn't she? She's got the prettiest skin in the world, I think.
She's You're talking about CJ.
No, J-Lo.
J-Lo?
No. CJ's got a BB in her forehead. She got a little. What happened? That must have been a little kid thing, right?
It was.
Yeah. Nice.
What if she's self-conscious?
She's not self-conscious.
Oh, shouldn't be.
That's a birthmark.
Guys dig scars.
Yeah. Hey, how's the Iowa Deer Classic? Did you get a chance to attend it and look around a little bit? Because Iowa is known for some monster bucks, especially on the east side of the state there. They've got some really rich deer hunting heritage and history down there, and so they must throw quite a show down there as well.
They do. We hung out with Above the Game, which has a hunting show down there.
Yeah.
All day, hung out at the booth a little bit, went around, checked out a lot of vendors, and it's a huge event.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people downstairs for the show afterwards, and lots of cool stuff to see down there, but it's nice to be home.
Yeah, thanks for coming over to the Minnesota Deer Classic and being our mystery guest here this afternoon. And what are some things as you look around the Deer Classic that you're like, oh, I want one of those, or I want to hunt at this place? What are some things out here you really like?
We love our guy here at Kansas Farmland Outfitters.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Hall.
Yeah.
That's somebody you've met before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The boyfriend's been down there. We're looking forward to go back there this year
back
for
down
a
to Kansas.
Turkey hunt. Oh, yeah.
Kansas
and
is
turkey hunt.
Are you talking about Iowa? Yeah, you talk about Iowa, and you talk about the valley here in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and then you talk about Kansas, and you're going to find monsters down there. I remember Dad going down there for a hunt, and they had a flatbed, a small trailer flatbed, probably a 10-foot flatbed. It was all racks. It was just big monster racks, and he's like, oh, that's all they have down there to shoot.
But you're talking about going down there to turkey hunt, right?
We'll do both.
So you have turkey hunted before?
Yep.
And you've been successful?
Yes.
I saw when you walked over, Boomer sort of strut up like a big
Well, it is the season, guys. We got about a month till turkey season opens up. So when CJ
Well, let's talk a little bit about your hunting and fishing background. Do you like to hunt more than fish? What do you prefer?
Definitely bow hunting.
Bow hunting?
That's our stronghold throughout the season, so... Yeah.
And you talked about, you like to shoot as well. I mean, yes. I'm talking about handguns and that. Women and handguns. I have two daughters, and I like to get them out to the gun range all the time. I have a sister, and for some reason, I'm okay with a handgun. I have good days and bad days. But you ladies, it frightens me how well and naturally you take to handguns. I don't think a lot of people think about that until you have daughters or you shoot with women and go out to ranges. There's something natural about you ladies and handguns and putting it right down the range, right in the middle.
Watch out.
Yeah, I know. I constantly do.
You know, CJ was saying when she started the handgun competition that all she wanted to do was kick a guy's ass because the guys think they're king crap. Like, you know, and so you shoot as well, if not better than most of them, you're saying?
My first shoot was me and 23 guys.
Good for you.
So it was a good feeling being on the range that day.
I suppose it's those sorts of experiences that sort of gave you a certain fearlessness and a competition and the guts to get up in front of, first of all, stars in the music industry, and then in front of lots of people and cameras and a national audience.
Oh, yeah. You're under a lot of pressure. Yeah. On the range, so it kind of gives you that confidence to move forward.
CJ, you talked about bow hunting being your favorite, right?
Yes.
What is it, bow hunting turkeys? Is it bow hunting deer, or what is it?
It's deer. We like to bow fish, too, but archery season for deer is our concentrating point of hunting. So.
Do you worry about now? I mean, you're obviously with the band and your exposure on American Idol, do you worry about, is it going to cut into, or you just say, nope, this is what October's for, this is what November's for, I got my spring turkey hunt, or imagine you're running into some conflicts.
Well, the boys in the band gave me dates that they needed off. So I made sure, I'm like, these are my dates, these are my weekends. But it's nice because we book shows, you know, on Mille Lacs. So
yeah.
Now he's fish during the day before we play. And
I was going to say, I wonder if you can route some of those gigs as the places that you want to hunt.
Oh, we do.
Around seasons. Yeah, good for you.
I was going to say, CJ, your full-time job, your career right now is a preschool teacher, right? And you love the kids, you work with these kids, but you love to hunt and fish 12 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. This is your passion. Could you see yourself doing something in this industry as a full-time career?
Absolutely. Okay. We've been speaking with a few people on some pro staff options and things like that. So we'll kind of see where it takes me. I obviously love working with my kids, but I have a huge passion for the outdoors.
One of the things, hang on, Boom, one of the things you talked about, she was on this air with us last week for a few minutes, and you mentioned that one of your goals, you want to have a wall hanger, right?
Oh, yeah.
You told me a story when we talked maybe 3 weeks ago or so about you bow hunting, was it this season, and you saw one that might have been a wall hanger that you missed, and tell the story what happened the next day, and you can relate probably to the gentleman that she's going
to
be talking about.
I can relate to the miss, that's for sure.
Yeah. Tell us the story.
Well, I didn't shoot. I actually didn't have the option to shoot.
Okay.
We hunted really hard this year. Archery season was every day in the woods, every weekend in the woods. We hunted very hard. We put a lot of work into our food plots, and the boyfriend and I walked out in the woods, and my rule is nobody sits in my stand, so it's just me in there. I sit still. I sit quiet, and looked behind me across the swamp, and giant buck, 65 yards, never came closer. Hunted hard again for a couple weeks, and then it was rifle opener. And the same stand I was sitting hunting hard in all year, a guy shot him. Yeah. Rifle opener morning, and he scored just under 180.
So. Oh, he was in the book.
It hit a sore spot.
Ouch, babe.
Who was the gentleman that got that deer?
A guy from Capra's, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Was this a piece of land that you belongs in the family that you hunt all the time?
Yep, it's the boyfriend's family land.
Great. So had you seen that buck before? Have you trail cammed him? Did they know he was out there?
They did.
Okay, so he was a Roman. He patterned through that area.
Yeah.
So you knew there was a chance that he could walk down around you. And bow hunting, that's the frustrating part with bow hunting.
You get close, right?
Sometimes they're just right there behind
65
you.
65 yards, that's on the bubble, too. I mean, some folks would take that shot.
Yeah.
That 65 is on the bubble, and I don't know if you had an open lane. Yeah, that's, it depends.
There's some, I mean, that's considered on
for
the bubble.
For a 180, well, go get the dogs and track
closer.
Him. Yeah, you do.
talk us through it, because I've had that happen where you get them right on the cuff. What happened with that big buck? You had him at 65
yards. Did he see you?
Slowly walked by.
Yeah. And that's the agonizing part.
You had no idea you were there, though, did
when
you?
When you watch them just out of range, slowly, and they'll stop. You can sit there for a half hour and watch
a monster. I had that when my rifle, I had my Yacht 6 jam up. I had some 165 grain that my uncle had loaded for me that I was using. Yeah, this beautiful 10-point, you know, like an ivory rack come through. He would have scored like at least 160, 170. And I went to pull the trigger, and it just went clink. And I ejected it, and he's just there scraping on a tree, too. And then it goes clink again.
And then he kind of looked at me
and kind of trotted off. I think that's the first time where I actually lost my temper with a large F-bomb in the woods. Like, everyone within 100 acres could hear
just
me.
Just echoed.
But you get so close to that trophy that you've been stalking all year. We talk about your dad, right?
Yeah.
You know, you start to
You've raised him, two, three years of age, and now he's on the hit list. And
Hey, CJ, you mentioned that that deer was 65 yards out and didn't come any closer. Do you try to bring him in? Do you grunt? Do you rattle? Have you ever tried any of that stuff?
We do a little bit. We're honestly in such great land, and we work deer management pretty hard out there.
Yeah.
We obviously hunt for food, too, so we're smart about it. Every once in a while, we like to put one on the wall and eat it, too, which is nice. We do. There's not really a need for it out there. There's not a lot of pressure.
Where is out there? Where are we going to hunt, Boomer and I? No, where is out there?
Northern Minnesota.
Do you have aspirations to go for the ultimate, I think, North American big game, elk, or get to Alaska on a bear or something like that?
I've been begging that boyfriend to put that ring on my finger and take me on a moose hunt for a honeymoon.
Let's see, wait, somebody else is going to.
Yeah, he better hurry up now.
Hold on, where's that ring at? I just usually keep one on me for such occasions. We don't have a lot more time. Thank you so much for joining us again and coming out to the Minnesota Deer Classic. I think we want to keep an eye on you because...
Yes.
I have a feeling you're going to end up in the industry, and we'd love to have you back on Ticket Outdoors again. Thanks.
I'd love to come back.
We should give her one of these as a parting gift.
No, we're going to take some of this scent blocker and put it in Mark Lukey's bathroom.
Give her Mark. Well, we'll give her Mark Lukey's bottle. He doesn't want it.
It's Drew's autograph.
Right, exactly. Or some nose jam.
Hey, well, give us your schedule. We're going to see. We're going to come watch you at Dirt Road Dixie. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Am I correct? And we
want
to
see
you guys.
Yeah. You guys play all over the place. Do you have any local gigs coming up?
We do. We're playing our first set of originals at the Poorhouse here coming up.
Right up the road.
DirtRoadDixie.com.
Yeah, DirtRoadDixie.com.
And it's got your total schedule.
Yes, we are headed possibly to Canada, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota this summer.
So all right, rocking.
We're all over.
An exciting time for you, Cindy Jo. Thanks for joining us on Ticket Outdoors.
So
we'll let you get back to the Minnesota Deer Classic.
Thank you. You'll
put the pressure. Where's the boy at? Where's he at? Can we see him from
He's
here?
He's hiding somewhere.
He is hiding. Okay. We won't
put a ring on
him.
What's that song from Beyonce?
Yeah,
hopefully
Beyonce.
Buying me something.
Right, exactly. Thank you again, and congratulations on all your success,
you so
and good luck moving forward. Awesome.
Thank you.
Take care, CJ. Thanks for stopping by.
Cindy Jo Schlower, thank you for dropping by from American Idol and now Dirt Road Dixie and into the great outdoors. We'll be back with more Minnesota Deer Classic. We're talking to a DNR agent, and I think this is the real deal. This guy's packing heat.
He's got a gun.
He's not a pencil pusher.
And he's got a taser.
He's not a pencil pusher. We're back.
The over-under is 5 seconds.
Put the heat on the DNR at the Minnesota Deer Classic. Back with more Ticket Outdoors.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
I think someone better P-test Tiger Woods. I said that a long time ago.
But how dare the PGA do anything like that to their chosen son?
Passionate sports talk on your sports station. 105 The Ticket.
You save big money. You save big money. When you shop Menards.
There's never been a better time to build or remodel now during Menards Construction Sale. You'll find great deals on paint, flooring, cabinets, and much more. Complete your next flooring project with quality wood Dakota products. For quality laminate shelving, look no further than Dakota Handy Panel, available at Menards. Dakota Handy Panels offer extra durability, precise workability, and are available in a variety of attractive finishes. Now at Menards, 2-foot by 4-foot Handy Panels start at just $6.99. Stop in today and take advantage of this great chance to save big on Dakota products, plus much more throughout the store during the construction sale at Menards. And while you're shopping, register for your chance to win a trip to the Quaker State 400, your savings place for top quality building supplies. Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Well, we always save the best guest for last. We've had, we've been talking with Safaris. We've had an American Idol contestant on. We talked about, with Kyle about land management. Oh, did you hear it on the radio? $25 gift certificate.
Oh,
Chili's.
Winner.
There you go.
Dinner.
But you've got to take us. That's going to cost you a lot more than that.
Is there anything in that thing? I didn't. Is there?
Yeah,
a
there's a little. Yeah, is that little thing down there? Yeah, that's worth $25. A little red chili, $25.
I'll give you $20 for cash.
Boy, he was really hoping you wouldn't show up. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Support the Ticket Outdoors 105. Thank you very much, sir.
Frank Rezac, Minnesota DNR. Welcome to Ticket Outdoors.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And the Deer Classic. Have you been out here for the weekend?
Just today. I'm here.
Is this? Yeah. Did you do something wrong in the dark?
No, actually, I'm at the Wall of Shame today. We're working there, answering questions regarding the violations that were involved with those cases.
And the Wall of Shame is such a great attraction. We all know it from the State Fair and grew up going out and seeing the new bounce. But it's really kind of a serious affair when you think about it, because these are deer that were taken illegally. Yeah. And then, of course, then someone went ahead and mounted them for you. They got the mount all done for the Minnesota DNR. They did some work for you so that you guys could display it. But and we've got also TIP out here, which I believe is a private organization to turn in poachers. That's what TIP stands for. And you can find them online as well, or contact somebody from the DNR as well. How does that? Let's start with that process. If you know somebody's poached, you suspected maybe somebody has illegally taken a deer. What's the first process?
Well, the number for turn-in poachers, it's a 1-800 number, and it's on the back of your hunting license. It's also in the hunting synopsis as well. But calling that number, they will get your information out to the area officer that would investigate that. The nice thing is that the caller remains anonymous. You're given a number, and if it does lead to a conviction, you do get we do have cash rewards or a print that you can get for that information.
Frank, wasn't there some kind of a almost like a 911 that you can put on your cell phone as well that gets you to call TIP without having to do the whole 1-800 number? Is there something like that?
Yep, you can enter that directly onto your phone.
Okay, just the 1-800 number.
We should, and I'm not even sure, is TIP associated at all with DNR?
They're a private organization that takes donations, but we do have staff that man the tip lines.
That's something that you guys are not necessarily endorse, but work with and encourage people if that's easier for them to remember. TIP, turn in poachers. That's another way to do it. Frank, you're a pack in here. You're not just a pencil pusher over there at the DNR. You're a guy that looks like you get out. I'm telling you, he's back in heat. He's got the firearm and the whole thing going on. So I'm wondering, have you ever been out in a call where you've had to go out and investigate one of these and knock on somebody's door that you suspected? That's got to get weird.
Well, numerous ones, but what's nice is the information that we have for officer safety-wise, we have a pretty good idea of what we're dealing with when we get there. But it's an enjoyable part of the job. You get good information. I've made a lot of good cases.
Approaching that person or going up to the
house. That's got
to
be a little.
Is much like any other officer approaching a criminal situation. I mean, you've got to kind of be thinking, this person may not necessarily want to see me.
Oh, yeah. You approach with caution, but most of the people that we talk to are, they're not the standard. They're not like a major criminal. They're somebody that maybe just got greedy.
Yeah,
made a bad decision.
Or Frank, what part of it actually happens with negligence? Where maybe they just don't know any better when you guys are doing your routine checks or whatnot, or someone like that, where they just didn't know the law.
Yeah, that's the case on occasion. But usually with these tip calls, it's very clearly that they were in violation and that they did cross the line.
Hey, Frank, I've read a couple of DNR books from someone who's retired, who's the game warden, done the things that you guys are doing right now, and every situation is a little bit different, of course. One of the guys that I was reading said on at least a couple of occasions that he had gone to investigate that someone called and said someone had poached a deer, and when he got there, the family was in such a tough situation financially and all that, living in a little crappy house, four or five kids, and he took one deer.
Cue the violin.
No, I'm serious. And they actually said, listen, don't do it again, but we're letting you go. I mean, do you ever step back, or do you always No, I'm serious about that.
Well, we do have some discretion on the way we do approach these things. But
yeah.
But the ones that we get are, usually it's the case of greed and the big one is the antlers now. Guys shooting deer just for the antlers. It's,
right.
It's very rare that they do it for the food. That's where, the money is in the big antlers, and that's what the big focus is. And if you look at our wall of shame, you'll see the antlers that are there. One of them is the Cannon Falls buck.
There.
Yeah. As sportsmen, what I get commonly is the anger of that, is that that's a deer that they would have had the opportunity to hunt themselves legally.
Certainly.
So that takes away that opportunity from the legitimate hunters.
Well, yeah, we all play by the rules. Neighbors to play by those very same rules, and when they don't, it ruins the whole aspect of the hunt. You could be tracking a deer for years, playing it by the rules. If somebody goes out of season and harvests that deer, it's maddening, really.
Yeah, it takes away your opportunity.
Would you say most of those deer that end up on the wall of shame, or that the DNR successfully is able to prosecute, were turned in by tips?
Yes, all of them on the wall of shame were turned in by tips.
Okay.
And the direct result of those cases.
Very rare, I suppose, a DNR agent would actually witness one of these.
well, we do at times. The thing is we cover large areas, our officers do, and we can't be everywhere at once. So having the eyes and ears of the public out there to assist us is a huge benefit.
Go ahead,
for our listeners on air, as you're here at the Minnesota Deer Classic, it lasts till 4 p.m. today, what is the most common question you get as a DNR officer here at the Minnesota Deer Classic that folks want to know that maybe we can share with our listeners?
It varies, the seasonal questions.
Maybe what the most season opens or how?
Yeah, trespass law is a big one.
Let's
questions
talk about
on trespass.
Mm-hmm.
The major problems we see are with the road hunting type situations, especially in the deer seasons and the fall seasons. But agricultural land does not have to have no trespassing signs or be posted. And that's the mistake that road hunters make, is they think that they can, that they can shoot from the roadway. Well, and directly the law says that you cannot shoot at a big game animal from the roadway. So there's the one where avoiding the road hunting knowing that to go on agricultural land, you do have to have
section lines. Is that considered, if you're on a section line that's not a maintained road per se, but it's a between two sections of land, they do that here in Minnesota. I know in South Dakota, you have to section lines are all public land. In other words, you've got to be able to let one farmer get from one area of a section to another area of a section. You can't close your property completely. Those section lines have to stay open. And that's the problem. We have a problem out there with that, is somebody may hunt in that section line, and now it goes into your property, and all of a sudden you see a pickup headed out through your cornfield or something, or a tree strip, and they're out there looking for a deer. How does that work if you shoot it on one piece of property and it ends up on another piece of property?
Well, you know, you can, first of all, section roads are considered road right away, so they can't shoot from a section road.
All right.
So that takes care of that. As far as a deer that if you shoot it and it goes onto somebody else's property,
yeah,
the best thing is to contact that landowner and get permission that he knows you're
right
there.
Right.
Also,
but you have a right to that deer then, right? I mean, the landowner says no, forget it. I'm going to go out and
if that's the case, contact us and we'll work with the landowner to retrieve that deer. He may just not want you going out there for whatever reason, but working with us to retrieve that animal is going to.
Frank, I have a question on the trespassing piece. So I have 160 acres up in the Bacchus area that we've deer hunted for 30-plus years.
Last week it was his dad's, but now it's his.
It is now. And thank you, Dad. Love you very much. And we put no trespassing signs up. It's not egg. It's purely for hunting with my dad, maybe about every 10 feet. And then he says, Boomer, we need to sign it and date it every year. Can you share with our listeners, if you have hunting property, how do you appropriately have to mark it and sign it or do whatever? Because I get asked that a lot at these shows, too, about that.
Yep. The law says that it has to be legally posted once each calendar year and at the intervals that you'd mentioned, major road entrances and at the corners of each property.
Okay.
Now, the problem is where guys get jammed up, you'll want to document every year that you've checked those signs and that they're all present, because the posting requirements is that it has to be posted once each calendar year.
So you don't have to sign it, though?
Well, if it's already signed and you've looked at it and you've seen that it's posted that on, let's say, August of that year before the deer season, you document that date, put it on your calendar, because what's going to happen is that... They may come and trespass. They may pull down a sign, or a sign may have fallen down, and you're gonna, one of the things that we're gonna have to do is we'll have you make a statement that says yes, I did have check that on August, which meets that once within the calendar year posting. That will allow us to prosecute that violation and give us that.
And do you have to catch them in the act? Sorry, we've ran into this. Where do we have to folks, you see them kind of walking off the tip of your property, and you pull up, and we're nice, and you're like, hey, this is posted land. Ah, oh, yeah, I got confused, and you're like, uh-huh.
Well, you can get a license number, get information, and refer that to us. We can do follow-up interviews. I've done that many a times where I've actually sent them a ticket in the mail and such. So.
Okay.
Hey, Frank,
okay.
You mentioned that you guys cover a lot of territory. I read this recently. I forget what the number is. How many DNR game wardens there are there, and how much land do each... How many square miles do each one of you guys cover?
Well, it's usually about 1,000 square miles, the stations, depending. You know, our northwest country, there's even larger. We have a lot of vacant stations right now, and we're trying to fill those with training now at Ripley. We have an upcoming academy coming up this summer here. So.
Then that being said, I'm guessing you guys might be able to successfully catch 10% of the poachers, 20%. You can't be catching a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of poaching still going on, right?
Well, it's there, yeah. And, you know, we need the officers to patrol. And getting back to turn-in poachers, that's a great program for us to help. But, you know, the support of getting new officers on with us, mainly for all of the vacant stations, we have a lot of retirements, and trying to keep up with that is huge.
You know, I know we've got just a minute left here, and we want to talk about ice. We're kind of in that in-between period. There's a big thaw this week, and we're moving from ice safety. But I'm just curious, something popped into my mind. Is there a statute of limitations? Because I know some of these bucks on the Wall of Shame, weren't they turned in even maybe years later? Somebody found out about it, and it could be prosecuted. But is there a statute of limitations? So I know that, you know, Boomer poached a deer, but it was 5 years ago. Is that even worth calling the DNR, the tip line?
Call
us. Good question.
We can follow up. You know, the other thing is that they tend to be repeat offenders. So if it's an old violation, you know, we can usually watch that extra closely to make a case in the future. But
yeah.
I can't believe poaching is still as prevalent as it is, considering all the publicity that goes on. We're talking about TIP. We're talking about TIP. We're talking about the Wall of Shame.
With any endeavor, any recreation, you're going to have people that are going to, you know, cheat and cut corners. But it's we as hunters have a responsibility to work with the DNR on these tip lines and turn them in when we see them and confront people when we see them. And not, I mean, but if we're talking about something, somebody's saying, you know what, heck with it, I'm going out again tomorrow. I know the season wraps up, but I'm going to go out and I need to get one in the freezer. Intervene if that's your buddy and say, hey, man, listen, don't do that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about ice safety. Frank Rizak, by the way, with the Minnesota DNR Wall of Shame on display out here at the Minnesota Deer Classic till 4 o'clock. Come visit it. Talk to Frank if you've got some more questions. But now we're in that no man's land where the ice is really going to, we're going to start losing a lot of ice each day in the 50s. But still, guys and gals are going to want to get out there and punch one last hole and get, you know, they've gotten their new license. Of course, you can't get walleye now, but panfish.
Right.
They want to get out for panfish. It's getting into that tricky part of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, the ice is really never safe. You know, we've had these cold spells and it's made ice, but we have it warm, but the thing is you have running water in different areas. You could have different flowages coming in, the snow melt going down into different areas that have holes. So just be very aware that the ice is continually changing, so use caution with that.
You know, Frank, one of the things that I see on Facebook and I get asked a lot about in the fishing is, okay, so we're through walleye season, and obviously largemouth bass is not open during the ice season, but they do happen to bite. So let's say I'm targeting perch, which is open, and a walleye hits it. I bring the walleye through the hole.
And it's a monster.
Okay, it's a monster.
It doesn't matter what it is or what size it is. Right.
But, you know, and I see people, like, they get the pitch and they're like, look, I'm not targeting this walleye, but a beauty hit. How do you guys look at that? I mean, because a perch lure can be, like, this big, and sometimes structure that you're targeting perch can be where the walleye are. How does that unfold this time of year?
As long as they release that fish, you know, immediately back into the water.
Okay.
And keep in mind, we could be watching you, so, you know, or your neighbor with the Turn In Poachers program. So,
right.
You know, do the right thing, put the fish back.
But they can stop, take a quick picture. Do you guys really mind and throw it back?
As long as you're not specifically targeting them. And I, like you say, a perch lure is the same.
Look at all these people here waiting to ask Frank questions.
They made you really popular today.
And to bust his chops
you
here.
You said that. Zach.
Guys, we are out of time.
We
got another commercial break to do and then another segment.
But I got something to say.
Okay, you can say it during the commercial break.
To be here, Stru.
Frank Rizak with Minnesota DNR. Thanks for taking some time and clarifying some issues and bringing the Wall of Shame out here to the Minnesota Deer Classic. We're going to be back. We're going to wrap it up because I've got some venison jerky to buy.
Oh, boy.
When we come back from the Minnesota Deer Classic with Ticket Outdoors.
Your home for hockey talk in the Twin Cities. On the Ice, hosted by Pete Wagner of MinnesotaHockeyMag.com and Chad Graff of the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
I think you're only as good as your defensemen are.
I think Matt Dumba plays a big role in the second power play unit, but as far as that goes, Mikhail Granlund has been huge for them.
Yeah.
When he was out, it was so hard for that second unit to set anything up. Really, you know, the top power play, though, has been outstanding.
On the Ice, hockey talk every Saturday morning at 9, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Your carbon monoxide alarm may soon begin chirping every 30 seconds. This required safety feature tells you the alarm has reached the end of its life. How old is your CO alarm? If you installed it more than 5 years ago, it's time to beat the beep. Replace outdated units with a new Kidde worry-free CO alarm. The sealed-in lithium battery offers hassle-free protection for 10 years, the longest life on the market. Protect your family. Buy a Kidde worry-free CO alarm today and beat the beep.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Does
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the WAVE Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. Maybe subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. And Walsh Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
A big wrap-up out here, but not of the Minnesota Deer Classic. Doors are open till 4 o'clock. You can get your mount out here and measure it for free. If you get it out here, say, I would guess in the next hour, I think Tim said by 2 o'clock. And 1 o'clock is Kyle Thompson's small property management for Whitetail. We have one of our guests out here as well. And the DNR has the Wall of Shame. A lot going on here till 4 o'clock. In fact, this might be the busiest. I mean, it's really, we've got a big bunch of people here this afternoon. So the doors are open till 4 o'clock. There's plenty to see and do out here. Stay away from my venison sticks down there. I'm just terrified I'm going to get down there. There's going to be one left or none.
No, I'm going to try some of that jerky. That looks
pretty good. You got to be feeling pretty good about the Deer Classic this year.
Yeah, we're on the wind down here, but we still got a lot of stuff going on the rest of the day.
A lot of stuff going on, yeah.
What's cooking? What is the rest of the day? What can folks see here, Zach? As far as vendors and how many is there, tell our listeners that just dialed in what's going on today.
Well, Zep just touched on it. We got Kyle Thompson talking at 1 o'clock, and then we got Tom Mesner wrapping the seminars up at 2.
Scent Control
at 2 o'clock. But there's a lot of vendors to see. There's a lot of outfitters here. I mean, you guys talked to the safari guys in South Africa.
Yep.
We have Ivan's here that he's out in South Dakota.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff to see. A lot of stands.
CJ is going turkey hunting in Kansas, right? So where she's going?
I know she's going to do a spring turkey hunt in Kansas and then a fall.
They're here. Someone, they're here as well.
Outdoor News has their big spread with hats, and that's all available over there, outdoornews.com. We steal your news every week for Ticket Outdoors and properly give credit every once in a while.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can touch down with Timber Ghost Realty and look at property. You know, everybody, you were talking about that earlier. So there's a lot of stuff to see.
Oak Ridge Kennels, Dawkins, they're out here as well. I think there might be a couple of kennel places that are out here about getting the pup in shape for the fall hunting.
Yeah, and if you are interested, there is still plenty of time to get out here to the Minnesota Deer Classic. Doors are still open till 4 p.m. because if you want to learn about how to help take care of your property better for deer hunting, pheasant hunting, duck hunting, get out here. Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, Kyle Thompson, the DNR. Lots of folks to talk to and get some free info about how to make your property a better place for your deer hunt.
And every time you turn around, how about that non-typical elk over there? Is that the, that's not the Kansas place, is it? No, it's, I forget which place that is with the non-typical elk over there. It's got to be, obviously it's not Kansas if it's an elk, but I forget which vendor that
is.
Is
it New Mexico, maybe? New Mexico's got some big
ones. I forget where it is, but that is, I've never seen a non-typical elk like that. That thing's insane. I don't even know how he carried that rack around.
It's the Elk Marketing Council.
Elk Marketing Council. And that stuff's all over the place. And then you've got the building next door with the Wall of Shame and gizmos and gadgets. I'm a hunter. I love gizmos and gadgets and stuff and boilers, and it's all out here.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. And just 3 hours left for this year.
No, at 4 o'clock, what do you do at 4 o'clock? 4:05, what are you doing?
We're shutting the doors.
We are shutting
the doors. Everybody gone. Move out happens, so we'll be seeing a lot of vendors get out of here.
So we've got another seminar at 1 o'clock with Kyle Thompson about deer management, and then what's after that?
Scent control at 2.
Tom Mesner.
Yeah,
Tom Mesner at 2 o'clock. And then what about the kiddies? Talk about what's going on for the kiddies
here
today.
It is still youth day, so for the next hour, if you show up, you can show your wristband over at the Super Rink and get free open skate with Skate Rental. they're still giving away a few hats. It's just a good day to get the kids out.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to go check on those venison sticks.
I'm right behind you.
And I haven't been to the building next door.
Oh, you got to see that. I'm walking over there. You got to see it.
We're going to go over. Now we're going to go enjoy some more of the Deer Classic. Yep. Come on out here and join us. NSC. Sports.org if you need some directions. Everybody knows where the Sports Center is, right up 65 Central here in Blaine. Plenty of signs. Come on out and join us. Doors are open till 4 o'clock. Zach, thanks for letting us crash your party again
this
year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll bug you again next year. You know that.
I'm sure.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Take it outdoors. Boomer, Mark Lukey, our producer of the Wild Cards, true man, came through with the guest again.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm good at that, aren't I?
I think you're batting about 1,000.
Yeah, you're doing well, my friend.
That's why I make the big bucks.
And this is Zep out here for Ticket Outdoors at the Minnesota Deer Classic. Signing off, we'll catch you Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on 105 The Ticket.
From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WTVX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGBZ Eden Prairie. Three signals strong. Passionate sports talk on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. A Cumulus station.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. Two 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm. Oh!